Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small business. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity from Matty G Digital.
And today we are talking about retreat. So we're doing an episode here to have a bit of a conversation. Matt and I did a sort of couple day retreat, several weeks ago now. And thought we'd sort of break down some of our thoughts from that retreat, talk about the importance of taking some time as a business owner to have, you know, a retreat where you can, you know, think about your business and see where our conversation goes from there. What are your initial thoughts, Matt?
And typically, I'm going to try to derail this really quickly. I thought for a second, awesome. I thought for a second, maybe we're talking about like when to retreat as a business, as like when to back off and run away.
That's awesome. And I think that's maybe a good episode for another time, or this is maybe, you know, flowing in part of it. Cause I think so many people talk about sort of hustle and gaining ground and you get sort of running away. And the idea of retreating, it isn't necessarily run away scared. And even in like, you know, a military standpoint, retreats isn't, you know, oh, I'm running away because I'm scared. Sometimes you've learned something new and you have to sort of retreat, regroup, reassess where you are, what you want to do, what your strategy is, you know, what you're missing so that you can move forward again. And I think as a business, most people probably don't retreat. I think the exercise we went through seemed obvious. I think it was crazy valuable. I think we've agreed we're going to do it on a regular basis. But I don't think enough businesses, especially small businesses, do something like that.
No, and for me, it was all about, to continue your analogy, it was about running and it was about having me run my business and not my business run me, which was your quote from those couple of days. And it stuck with me. I think as small business owners, we are constantly thinking about our business, some maybe more than others, and how much it could control their thoughts and their mind. So for me to say we don't actually spend enough time thinking about our business might sound silly, but I actually don't think that we spend enough time critically, intentionally thinking about our business and where we want it to go. I think that we get bogged down and stressed out and overcome with these like micro stresses of, you're watching TV at night and you're like, oh shoot, I forgot to do this. Or you lose a sale and you start to think, am I going to lose all my sales forever?
Oh yeah.
And you have these constant like worries going through your head, but I don't think we sit down enough to tangibly plan out our business.
Yeah, and I think even on planning, and this is, we've talked about planning before, we won't go too far in. Traditionally, sometimes these things are, they're not a retreat, but it could be, okay, let's go do, you know, 8 hours of business planning. And it's all goals and planning and moving forward and charging ahead when, you know, you do need to sometimes do the opposite of that, which is sit back and really think that strategic vision of like, where am I going? What's my objective? You know, how am I going to do that? Or how am I going to approach doing that? And does my current business fit that strategy? And if not, do I need to make changes? If yes, you know, what are my priorities? So that you're not trying to do 8 million things sort of all at once.
Yeah, and doing 8 million things all at once is a big part of the planning as well. Because my whole goal with the retreat was to come out of it with like very clear vision as to like where my businesses are going. And when you have those ideas in your head, I think it's important to get them out, write them down somewhere, put them somewhere. I guess the joke most people say is like, I can't remember what I ate for breakfast, let alone where I think I thought my business was going to be going. I don't remember what my goals were for last year, to be completely honest, for 2020. I have no idea what they were. So like, if they're not written down, those are gone forever. That's not good if you're trying to plan your business and go a certain direction. And like, I have, again, very clear direction and ideas where I want my businesses to go. And when I finally got those down on paper during the retreat, I immediately got overwhelmed. I was like, this is scary. Like, these are big. This is ambitious. This is very different than a lot of the things that I'm doing right now. And I just immediately got like overwhelmed and stressed just by putting down the goals. But then I had to remind myself that these are not tomorrow goals. These are not next month goals. This is not even next year goals. This is where I want to be in 5, 10 years. I don't know. I don't have a timeline on it. But then I immediately started to think, how do I put like little timelines on things, little milestones and like sub goals, if you will. So then I was like, okay, if this is where I want to go in 5 to 10 years, and there's like 8 million things, like you said, that need to happen to get there, what are like a couple of those things that I'm going to focus on next year? And those are like the big wins. And honestly, I think I got it down to like 5 things that need to be done. And in each of those, there's like 1 to 2 sub goals of those. So I ended up boiling it down to probably less than 10 things, like little micro tasks. Some of them are bigger than others, but just like, here's the next step and here's where we go next year. And I found that very comforting as someone that likes routine and process and marking off to-do lists and everything. It was extremely helpful to actually sit back and then realize, okay, I've got these 8 million things that need to be done to get to these long-term 5 to 10 year goals. What are the couple things that I actually have to achieve next year to make sure I'm on track?
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's one of those things that just doesn't happen in an hour. It doesn't happen sort of wedged between something else. It needs to be, you know, intentional time, I think, away from your business, thinking of the long term. I think what the other cool part of this is just, and I don't know that this is something unique to certain entrepreneurs, is the long term focus. Like I know for me and my businesses, you know, I used to feel sort of in a hurry to get places and feel sort of not successful. But when we go through something like that and I sort of think of everything, like to me, there's just infinite opportunity everywhere. It's such a long journey that, you know, you can see the big picture and realize, and I've had to realize it can't all happen at once. So you have to break down and find what those next, you know, less than 10 steps are, or one step or 3 steps or whatever that is, so that you don't feel that overwhelmed or that you're always racing, or that you're doing something now that's part of that long-term plan and you know how it fits that long-term plan.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a lot of things though. That's ego, that's internal pressure, that's external pressure, that's social media, that's your friends, that's the things you see on TV. All these things that I know you even personally hate and don't get sucked into, but there's still those forces that are like, I should be more successful, or I want this to be a certain way because, but there's no answer to the because. And I feel it a lot all the time where I'm like, I want to take my kids to Disney World. I want to get a cottage. I want to do all these things. And I'm like, I'm not even 35. And I'm like, I am a failure because I've not done these things for my children or me. But in reality, I'm probably not even in the prime of my career or business yet. If I think about it, maybe be there another couple.
Oh, yeah. barely, I think you're ahead of where most people are. Objectively, I think, I was thinking over the weekend about my own career and sort of, you know, if you look back, where was I 10 years ago? And for me, I recently turned 40 and I feel younger than I ever have been. So many people are like, oh, that's so old. And like, you're like dried up. And it's like, I feel like my best earning years are decades away, probably. Like, I'm just going to keep getting better and better at things and learning more and more. I look at my last 10 years and I was thinking about how many sort of stories or projects I'm proud of, or like messy situations and business that I've got sort of into and out of, have happened in the last 10 years. And it's most of them. Like, most of my best stuff has just been in the last 10 years. So like, what's the next 10 years look like? And how much better am I going to be on the other side of that? Like, it's only getting better.
That's true. That's a great point. But 10 years ago, I was in a job that was probably just not going anywhere. It was office experience and it was good, but I was getting close to probably being trapped in that industry with no real future in a very volatile situation, really. And now I really do think that my best work is the work I'm doing now. And it is going to get better and it's going to continue to get better. I'm very critical about it, somewhat insecure always. So I'm constantly not just saying, oh, I'm constantly trying to get better. No, like, I am actually constantly strategically trying to think about how we can critically do something better. So these are things that, like, they're constantly on my mind. So like, I do think that, again, like, if I'm the happiest I've been career-wise in 2021, 2022 should be better. And then 2023 should be better. But having said that, I know we're saying, when does it peak? When do we start to go, oh, you know what? This is actually it for us. Then when does that bell curve happen?
I think that's a mindset thing. Like, why does it have to get like worse? And I think this gets us a little bit off track, but I also think it's the importance of those retreats and like looking backwards or looking ahead, because you're always going to have new ideas. You're going to learn new stuff. And that's the fun of entrepreneurship and like not trapping yourself in like a dead end job. Like,
true.
You know, we're both sitting quote unquote at work right now, recording a podcast. Like 10 years ago, that would not have been possible for either of us. And there's no reason you're just going to like turn it off one day and be like, oh, suddenly, you know, I'm old and just don't want to do anything anymore. You're probably going to keep up on things. You're going to learn stuff. You know, you might do different things, but you're probably always going to be, you know, improving and doing those things that you want. You know, you'll have brand new long-term goals as well.
The scariest thing I can think of right now is the idea that you're going to die doing your business, which sounds a little bit weird. But the fact that there's people out there, and it's not a criticism, but like, they don't probably have an exit strategy for this stuff, or they don't know what are they going to continue doing? How do they finish this? How do they move on? When do they move on? That's scary to me. And I'm not like that.
No, that's interesting. And I think that's another one, maybe another time. And that is also a reason to build your business so that it can operate without you. But it can operate with you if you want to do that. And some people like elements that they do of their job. And if you remove all the things you hate, there's no reason you have to ever exit if you're doing the parts that you like and enjoy, and that it's designed so that, yeah, if you do die at work, the business is set up to carry on and there's other people who continue that, versus the you're always running, you want to exit, but you can't exit, and you just keep going and stressing yourself out and sort of dig yourself into an early grave. And I think, you know, back to our sort of retreat focus, having that long-term vision of what it is you actually want is going to help you make those decisions and just avoid that trap.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of us think about what we want from our business. It's like, yeah, okay, here's what we want the revenue to be. Here's how much money we want to make and all that kind of stuff. But then it's also, I want to make as much money and work as little as possible. But I actually don't know if that's true if you boil it down and run your business properly. Like you said, I think it's about you're just trying to do the things in your business that you like to do, that you are good at, and that you're valuable at. Because that's what a lot of the focus of the retreat was for me, which on the surface looked like, how do I work as little as humanly possible? But it was more about, how do we set this up that I'm only doing stuff that I bring value to, which is maybe one of the top five themes of our podcast from day one.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's the key to any business. And, you know, we're borrowing a lot from strategic coach and who, not how, again, in terms of executing on that, but also just that, you know, designing your business for your life, not falling into those traps, understanding what truly makes you happy. I think there are people who want to make, you know, disgusting amounts of wealth. I think if you're running a small business, that's probably not you, but you do want a comfortable life that's balanced. There's some work you like doing. You want to have enough money to take care of your family. It's not about the, you know, how do I get $100 million and then kill myself to get $200 million? You know, that's not our podcast. That's not who's listening to us right now. But there is, you know, building good revenue, a good business, and, you know, living that co-worth of lifestyle that you want to be able to, you know, do some work, but also enjoy yourself and your time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I hope those people, those hustle bros, are never listening to our podcast, to be honest. So,
yeah, they may, and they may make, you know, make fun of us, but who's the real loser in that situation? Because, you know, I do think that, you know, that the point of life is to be happy, right? And create that happy life. And, you know, I know for me, you know, recently I've gone through just some mental decision making, some focusing, and, you know, some of the stuff we did at the retreat. We went through lots of strategic exercises and wrote some stuff down, and I like physically pulled it out and was like, here's what I wrote to sort of act as my filter for making those decisions. And yeah, you go through ups and downs and you face challenges, but having that filter of knowing what is that plan really helps, like, you decide, like, you know, should I do this? Does this help or hurt my long-term plan? So I think, you know, had I not done that, like, you could, you know, especially me who likes to say yes to things, you can just work your way into situations that do nothing to help you be happier or meet your long-term strategy.
Yeah, I honestly found that it helped me so much. I'm more calm now, and for the first time in 3 years of like doing this, and like going on three businesses plus the podcast plus some other stuff that we do professionally, I'm more calm than I ever have been. And I think the retreat had a lot to do with it, because it was, this is where I'm going. Here's some steps I'm going to take next year to do. If I do nothing else, this is all we need to do. And that's good. That means I'm on track. And it was very comforting. I think the struggle always is follow through, and then keeping up with stuff like that, or the retreat specifically. I've had time put aside for thinking about my business and marketing probably three quarters of every single week for the last 3 years. It has been like a Friday or a Monday. I've like put aside, I'm like, this is when I'm going to talk about my marketing. This is when I'm going to think about my business. Honestly, I don't think I've done it more than 5 times in the last 3 years. Because like stuff just comes up. You're like, okay, I've got a free day and I'm like a bit behind, so I'm going to do this. Or you get glossy eyed because someone's like, hey, I've got a big sale for you. You don't want to hop on a sales call that day. You're like, ooh, okay. So it's the first thing that goes, your marketing days, your business planning development days. And then also you do try to squeeze in, or you do make one of those like, oh great, I've got an hour for this. It's useless. It doesn't achieve anything in that hour. You feel under the gun. You're like, I'm writing down stuff because I have to. And then you think about stuff later on your walk back to the car or wherever you are afterwards, and it's kind of too late. The retreat was just fantastic in the sense of like, this is an appointment that is serious and over the course of multiple days. And I think like the best work that we did over those, it was like 3 days, 2 nights, was the last day, where it was like, there was pressure at that point, but your mind was clear. And it was like, okay, we have to do this. We've thought about everything. I need to get this down now. But it wasn't like just we hop in the car, go to a restaurant, and we're like, okay, I've got an hour. I got to write down my goals. And you scramble and write a bunch of stuff to appease the task. It was, we've spent a lot of time on this. My mind is clear and I really now know what I want to do, and I'm comfortable writing these things down before I go.
Yeah, I think it was a couple things to pull out there. One is it wasn't random. It was very intentional in terms of the amount of time. So we weren't squeezing it in to like an extended, you know, morning coffee between sales meetings. It was an appointment. It was important. The other part, like in my mind and sort of planning and guiding through, it wasn't like, hey, we show up with like a blank notebook page and see where we go. But like there was sort of intentional themes for each day and sort of a loose framework of strategic exercises to go through. I also, you know, came armed with a whole bunch more depending on what we needed to adapt to. So it gave us that time necessary to go through those thinking and strategic exercises and then come out on the other side with something. It was also long days as well. Like we had early sort of breakfast and sort of carried on through until the evenings as well, which I think, is the time you need to sort of free your mind and think about some of those things before you put it into those specific, 10 things to do.
Yeah. Nothing was vanity. We didn't go there to find the nicest place in the world. We didn't go there to have the best food in the world. We didn't go there to go to like a party and drink the whole time. We went to a wicked resort, Elmhurst Resort. I don't know if that's the full name of it, but Elmhurst Resort and Spa or whatever. It was wicked. The cottage we were in was fantastic. The food was really, really, really good. I had like one of the best soups of my entire life there, and I'm not a soup person. That jalapeno smoked bacon thing, I was thinking about that on the weekend.
Yeah. You were like making fun of soup, and then you had some and completely had to eat your words.
Oh, it was the greatest soup. Anyways, it was an incredible time. We didn't go into it expecting like to go to Davos or California or something like that. But it was like we just wanted to go and literally focus on business. I think my wife and maybe some other people, you're just going to go and mess around for a few days, which wasn't the case. I went to bed, I think, both nights before you, well before 10 o'clock.
Oh, it was before 9 o'clock, I think. It was pretty early. It was good.
The last night, the second night, I think, honestly, I ate so much food that I was feeling so bad that I just want to go lay down in a cold room.
Yeah, it was good. What do you think the value of that retreat was, if you were to put like a number to it? I think it's... This is, our prelude to Thrive Business Retreats by the Kawartha Small Business podcast. Because obviously it is something we want to do for others. I think what's curious about that business model is sometimes you put a value price to it and people are like, nope, not worth it. But if you could just guess, like having been on it, like what do you think that value would be?
You want me to actually put a number on it right now?
I think so. I think that'd be fun.
I would start the Thrive Business Retreat at $1,000 one time, which would include your accommodations and a couple other things. Can it be more? Absolutely. In the long term, I think as more things kind of get hashed out with process and everything. I spent probably too much time on that retreat thinking about how to monetize the retreat. And in hindsight, I was really skeptical at first, and I'm all in on that idea now. You were the one that was like, we can do this, we can sell this. And I was like, I don't know about this. And I'm very interested now in monetizing it. I think we absolutely can. It's tricky for me because it's not. This is a problem or a challenge. It's a challenge with a lot of sales where it's value-based sales that you need to focus on and I focus on. And we need to find ways to kind of extract like what's the real value. And people are going to be like, well, the hotel is this and the food is this and what am I paying all this extra for? And you need to say like, you're not even paying for the X amount of hours that were there. We're paying for the X amount of hours that went into planning it. And you're also paying for not even hours, but you're paying for the value that you are going to get out of it for not this month, sorry, not the retreat, not the next 3 months, not even the next year. This is long-term value to your business. And if you actually looked at it that way, it could be thousands of dollars. Because you
Oh, I
roll
think it is
back one day,
definitely.
if you follow, not it's not you're not going to come out with like a full plan or a roadmap, but if you're like decide this is what I'm going to do in 5 years, and then you look back and you're like, it was on that couch on that retreat where I wrote this down and I did these milestones, and now I am there and I spent $1,000 and maybe my monetary revenue goal was $1 million. That's a I hate saying ROI, but that's a great ROI, right?
Oh, it is. And I think, like, I look at, in my own life and own advisory having million-dollar conversations. And that's where, like, $1,000 is a steal for that. And I think the only way it would be that would be to be accessible for small business owners who are skeptical about showing up. But I think the value of that type of event is huge. And that's why, I mean, there's people who do host things like that, and they're usually thousands of dollars for a weekend. I think you got to pick your the right one for you. You got to pick the guide who's guiding you through it. Some are made just to monetize, and they will add in a bunch of stuff that's flashier to sort of put in that value. But from a core standpoint, that retreat is really good, and there's massive value to it. So whether you come to Thrive Business Retreat, if you're listening to this, you want to come, hit us up. We'd love to invite you on our next one. If you do one just on your own, I think it's valuable. But I think the number one thing is you need a couple days away out of your business, and you ideally you have a guide to take you through some strategic thought exercises. Some frameworks, and be in an environment where you can, put in that time you need to do to think about it and find out what those next steps are towards the grand vision.
Yeah, you need someone with you to kind of keep you accountable to make sure you're not just going to slip off and start doing a bunch of work because we all know as business owners, we will do that. So, yeah, if you want to have million-dollar conversations with Thrive Business Retreats for the low, low price of $1,000, contact us today. Sorry, I just thinking about like marketing slogans in my head during that whole conversation.
Awesome. Yeah, I know. I like it. We will work that out. Maybe you'll see some stuff for our next one, or maybe we'll just keep it as our own little secret of things that we do to keep ourselves focused on our long-term goals. All right. If you'd like to work with us, we'd love to help you start, grow, or recharge your business. You can send us an email at setitup@coworthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.